now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
Now that the dust has settled and the NBA Finals are over, the Toronto Raptors can set out about the most important decision of the postseason. The Raptors, the first basketball champion to hail from a non-U.S. address, have what appears to be a vexing issue on their hands within days of claiming their title. The Toronto players, coaches, and management have to decide whether to be feted by one North American head of state or two. That the Raptors will be welcomed by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is a fait accompli. In case you didn't notice, Canadians from Victoria to Halifax went slightly bonkers earlier this month when the Raptors wrested the professional basketball crown away from the defending two-time champion Golden State Warriors. Our good-natured friends and neighbors to the north are too polite to say it or even suggest such a thing. But you have to figure the Raptors' victory is viewed in Canada as a form of retribution for the way U.S. teams have seized the Stanley Cup. Hockey's Holy Grail has been the exclusive province of U.S.-based squads for 25 years, and the Canadian provinces are not happy. Of course, the delicious irony in all of this is just as there are few U.S.-born players on the rosters of most National Hockey League teams, there were no Canadians on the Raptors' roll call. In the NBA's quest to go global, there's a Spaniard, a Cameroonian, and even a player from the Republic of the Congo in the Raptors' locker room. But there's not one Canadian on the Toronto roster. That fact doesn't seem to matter to Trudeau, who has already invited the Raptors to bask in the glow of victory in Ottawa. The open question is whether Trudeau's U.S. counterpart, President Donald Trump, will extend the same courtesy to the Raptors. It seems like a no-brainer. After all, Trump's predecessor, former President George H.W. Bush, welcomed the Blue Jays to the White House after they won the World Series in 1992. But as the president has traded insults with the Warriors and the Philadelphia Eagles, who won the Super Bowl 2 years ago, depending upon whom you talk to, the teams either declined the Rose Garden invitations or were never extended them in the first place by Trump. Again, depending on who does the talking, the fact that players from the Eagles and Warriors were critical of Trump either played no role in their not going to the White House or were the major factors. Earlier this year, the Boston Red Sox, the reigning World Series winners, split along racial and cultural lines over whether to visit Trump. As for the Raptors, Trudeau asked Trump about a White House visit last week. Trump played it coy, leaving it up to the team to decide. Toronto forward Danny Green, however, was definitive, saying the chances of the Raptors accepting an invitation were a, quote, hard no, unquote. And who says sports and politics don't mix? And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com and follow me on Twitter at sportsatlarge. Until next week, for all of us here, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening and enjoy the games.